Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and welcome to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Today on Telling Future Generations, we have a very special guest. We have a young lady that is here with us today, and she is excited, and she is passionate about reaching boys and girls for Christ, and she has just recently been approved to be a brand new CEF missionary serving with us here in Illinois, and that's Jessica Riley. Jessica, welcome to Telling Future Generations.
Thank you. It's great to be here today.
This is exciting, and this is your first time on a radio, too, isn't it?
It is.
So we're going to have a great time here today. You know, in fact, you've had a lot of exciting things happening in your life, and I think exciting is one of your wonderful words that you just love, and you are, because you just love the Lord, and that excitement just comes from within you, the joy of the Lord. And just a couple weeks ago, you had an exciting event that happened in your life. You graduated from the Children's Ministry Institute in Warrenton, Missouri. And we call that, for short, CMI, Children's Ministry Institute, and that's at our international headquarters at CEF in Warrenton. And you had a wonderful time. You've been there for the past 12 weeks. Can you tell us about what CMI was like and what it's all about, and what the Lord did there when you were there this past fall?
CMI is a great experience, a time of extensive learning and also a fellowship with a bunch of other students. There was a bunch of us. There were 76 of us.
76.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Isn't that one of the biggest classes that they've ever had for their CEF training school?
Yes. They say it's the biggest they've had in years.
Wow. So what was that? You've been there for the past 12 weeks, and that started in August, and then it just finished in just a few weeks ago in mid-November. So what are some of the classes that you took while you were there at CMI?
Well, it was actually broken up into three different parts. The first part was all about how to teach the children, whether that be teaching preschoolers or understanding what children are facing these days. The second part was about helping to train adults to be able to reach those children and just kind of be more in depth about how to teach the gospel in a clear and effective way. And then the last part was about leadership, about how to be an effective leader and how to really point your followers to profitable relationship with Christ.
Now, you said that there were 76 students that were there. Now, I'm excited because you were one of four students that were there from Illinois. So there was yourself and three other ones that all graduated from the Children's Ministry Institute. But those other ones, where were they all from?
Well, a lot of them were from around the USA, but then there was also several international students, some from the Caribbean, like St. Vincent and the Grenadines and Anguilla. There was one from South Korea, and then even one from Canada.
Wow. So it really was international a flavor that you had, and that's appropriate because that was at the international headquarters for CEF. That is wonderful. And, you know, I was thinking about that one of the reasons why you were able to go, and so many I have heard the reason why they were able to have so many students is because they were able to offer for the first time a 50% scholarship discount. And that's how you were able to go too, right?
Right. Yes, the president, Reese Kaufman, really wanted to kind of expand the ministry and give people that opportunity. He really had a burn to be able to reach more children, and he knew that by offering that scholarship, that would be a good way to do it.
And the whole purpose of CMI is to prepare you for your eventual full-time ministry serving with Child Evangelism Fellowship as a missionary, and to get you ready and equipped, and not only to ministering to the boys and girls, but also in training and equipping others and teaching them so that you can multiply yourself. So in the future, 20-some years from now, when you are more my age, and then you can be interviewing somebody and you can be training and raising up the next generation to reach children for the Lord. And that's what it's all about, is multiplication. So thank you for what you're doing and committing yourself to serving the Lord. But you're really no stranger to CEF because you've been involved in CEF for a very long time. Actually, you're not from Illinois originally. You're from Wisconsin. So can you go back and just share with us how you got connected to Child Evangelism Fellowship and how you got connected from where you were from to Illinois?
Yes, I actually attended a five-day club, which is like a traveling VBS that CEF does, which includes like a Bible lesson, a missionary story, songs and games when I was 14. and kind of thought that I knew at that point that the Lord was calling me to children's ministry and missions, but I wasn't quite sure. So fast forward 5 years, and I decided that, you know, that might just be where the Lord would have me. So I thought, well, CEF is really good at training. Maybe this might be a good starting point. So I signed up with CEF of Wisconsin and did a couple of years there. And I actually got connected with CEF of Illinois through a retreat in CEF of Wisconsin. They were talking about international missions, and I thought that, you know, it might be cool to learn a little bit more about that. So they gave me some contact information for a few states that were taking trips to the Caribbean. And Katrina was actually one of those directors. So we started that.
Corresponding back and forth. Yeah. And so then you called me, and I think it was just really interesting when you called me. This was back in 2012, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
When you called me, I think maybe like January or February, when this is our first missions trip that we had. And just, it was like the perfect timing, because I was just praying, like, Lord, can you show me that this is what you want us to do? And then you called. And so now you've been serving with CEF of Illinois. So that was the beginning, was a Trinidad missions trip. And then what happened after that?
After that, I went home to Wisconsin and got approached with the idea of an internship with the state office. And that was in that November. So I prayed about it. And that whole next summer, I was interning at the state office. And
here in Illinois.
Right.
And you're serving as a summer missionary all summer long, June, July, and August, reaching boys and girls for Christ. And we just fell in love with you, and we hope you fell in love with us. And then here we are, and 2 more years later after that, and now you have completed your 12 weeks at CMI, and now you're officially a missionary.
Yay!
That's exciting. You know, we're so glad to see how the Lord is just leading and guiding you every step of the way. And it's so obvious, Jesse, that you have – we call you Jesse, by the way. So I know your real name is Jessica, but we call you Jesse because that's who you are to us, your family to us, that you have such a big heart for reaching boys and girls for Christ. And this past summer, not only did you serve here in Illinois teaching Phi Day clubs and teaching the boys and girls about the Lord Jesus and teaching them God's word, but also you had an opportunity to get on a plane and not go overseas this time, but this time to fly to another state, to a big city out in Portland, Oregon. And it was a program that is sponsored by CEF USA Ministries called Good News Across America. So what is that Good News Across America? What's that all about?
Good News Across America is a program that is run that really encompasses the three main ministries of CEF. The three main ministries are the 5 Day Clubs, and then also our after-school program called Good News Club, and then also our male discipleship course, which is called the Truth Chasers Club. So we were able to partner with 31 different churches who are really excited and passionate about reaching their children of their communities with the gospel. So they were able to pick 3 club locations and have 3 5-day clubs.
31 churches that said yes. And now, you know, you were made up a large team, so it wasn't just you that was going there. So, and it was also students that were coming, and high school, college students that were coming from across America, Good News Across America. So how many people were on the whole team?
There was 162 of us that came from all over the place. Even we actually did have some internationals as well.
Wow. So over 160 of you from across the United States plus overseas, and you all came together, and it was in the middle of July, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And it was for 2 weeks, and the first week was training mostly, but then that next week after the training, it's like you just blitzed the city of Portland with the Good News of Jesus Christ. And was it they had like over 94 5-day clubs in just 1 week?
Yep.
Wow, that's just amazing. So how many children altogether do you remember that they reached in that 1 week of outreach in those 94? It's like 94 vacation Bible schools, but only in the community. So how many kids did they reach?
We reached over 2,860 children and parents.
Wow, that is amazing. But it wasn't just during the 5-day club, the summer ministry, but like you said, they also want to get into the public schools with the after-school Good News Club ministry, so it's actually a church partnership. Well, that's just amazing what the Lord did. And this was actually their second time that you went on Good News Across mm-hmm. America. What was the first city that you went to a couple years before Portland?
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City. So you've gone to Salt Lake City and you've gone to Portland, Oregon to share the good news of Jesus with the boys and girls in both those cities. And then you also came back, so you weren't just there in Portland this past summer, but you were here as a summer missionary this past summer, and you were serving as a summer missionary. And just give us a quick glimpse of what that looked like, serving as a summer missionary here in Illinois.
Yeah, it was filled with a lot of different clubs and preparation of materials and traveling and just really being able to build into the churches and the communities and the children.
And I think, if I remember right, after our training school, you probably served close to 4 to 6 weeks as a summer missionary doing those backyard 5-day clubs. And I think we had you going upstate, downstate, to the right and the left, north, south, east, west. I think you probably did close to 15 Bible clubs this past summer just here in Illinois, in addition to what you did in Portland. So it's just amazing how the Lord has used you and serving in his harvest field, in his harvest field of wherever he calls you, whether that's in Wisconsin, Illinois, Portland, Oregon, Salt Lake City. And we just praise the Lord for what he is doing in your life. And I just want to thank you for being with us here today. But we're going to continue our interview for next week because you have more stuff that we want to hear about. We want to hear about what the next steps are for your life. And also, let's talk a little bit more about the ministry in Trinidad that you were able to be part of too, and your heart for not just United States, but also the world. And that's what God wants us to have. He wants us to have a heart for the world, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. And that's what we want the next generation to know, that they can believe and trust in him, telling the future generations to come.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699. Or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. Christmas is coming, and now is a great time to tell children the greatest story ever told. On Saturday, December 6th from 9 to 11 a.m., Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois is hosting a free Christmas Party Club workshop to help you share with children the true meaning of Christmas. The Christmas Party Club training will include a brand new lesson, God is So Great, complete with all that you need, including songs, games, memory verse, and craft ideas, to hold a Christmas Outreach Party Club for children in your church or in your community. To register or for more information on how you can tell children this Christmas about our great God and only Savior, call the CEF of Illinois State Office at 688-9699 or visit their website, cefofillinois.com.
Can children learn biblical truth in America's elementary schools?
We learn Bible stories and about Christians all over the world.
Right now, Child Evangelism Fellowship is taking Good News Clubs to our nation's elementary schools immediately after school.
It helped me, through things that I had never learned before.
Children learn the good news of Jesus Christ.
That's when I really start reading the Bible, and then I knew he was real and I wanted to obey his word.
Make this your ministry or even that of your church.
It's really fun.
CEF has the training, tools, and staff dedicated to helping you reach children for Christ.
I believe in God and I know that he's with me all the time.
Go to cefonline.com. That's cefonline.com.
To learn how you can be involved in an after-school Good News Club, call CEF of Illinois, 309-688-9699.